para bailar, para tocar, para gozar, para cantar. Escucha a los diablos que tocan así.
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Today we have an old psychedelic band from the jungles of Peru, an Argentine DJ with a fondness for psychoactive drugs, a Colombian psycho killer who got tired of her boyfriend.
Plus a group of Puerto Ricans with a love for life, a beloved Texas-based 90s band which got together after many years of feuding, and we bring back our viral Latin videos segment.
We are all over the place today. I love it.
A lot going on. So let's get started. This is Alt Latino, and this is Los Diablos Rojos.
Si es que quieres tú bailar y ponerte diablo, ven, escúchame cantar, que soy guapo, que valgo. Si es que quieres tú bailar y ponerte diablo, ven, escúchame cantar, que soy guapo, que valgo.
Porque yo soy guapo. Porque yo soy guapo.
El guapo más guapo.
Porque yo soy guapo.
El diablo más guapo.
Porque yo soy guapo.
¿Cuándo me destaco? No sé lo que pasa. Soy Lucho, Lucho el guapo.
Si te has puesto a bailar y te has vuelto diablo por escucharme cantar, guapo, que valgo. Si te has puesto tú a bailar y te has vuelto diablo por escucharme cantar, que soy guapo, que valgo.
Porque yo soy guapo.
Yo quiero saber quién
porque
es el rojo. Porque yo soy
porque
el único
yo guapo. Soy guapo.
Que venga el más
porque
guapo.
Yo soy guapo.
Para ti, guapo.
So we're starting off with an oldie from the vault, Sácalo.
This is the psychedelic band from the jungles of Peru.
This is Los Diablos Rojos, and I got this song off of a mix called Cumbiambero Loco, and it's the B-side of the project, and it's a really great mix of cumbia and psychedelic music from Peru, and it was created by DJ Jack Posada. And it has a very interesting geopolitical economic backstory that I want to tell you about.
Which is?
Well, in the 60s and in the 70s, there was a huge oil boom in Peru, especially in the Amazon area of Peru. So what you got was like a lot of people migrating to these Amazon located cities. You would get a mix of people. You got the birth of a new style of music, loosely inspired by Colombian cumbias, but it incorporated Andean melodies, Cuban guajiras, psychedelic surf guitars, wah-wah pedals, farfisa organs, and they also talk a lot about kind of the harsh experience that it is to be, you know, a worker in that area. So just a very interesting sociological story behind the music.
That whole, you know, retro cumbia, psychedelic cumbia thing is just fascinating. Just when you think you've heard everything, and then this comes along. That has been coming out in a while. There have been record labels who have been reissuing this style of music. And there are there's a band, I think, in Brooklyn, the Chicha Libre, who's like recreating that sound. A lot of people are digging it. I think it's because people hear something in it for themselves, either the psychedelic, the cumbia, the rock, the retro thing. There's something for everyone. It's
and
great.
By being a little bit of everything, it's a little like bizarro music. I mean, like to me, this belongs like in a John Waters film or maybe a Quentin Tarantino movie. But when I was growing up in Argentina, there was a huge Peruvian migration. And I can't say I loved cumbia, but it's this weird thing that maybe you didn't love it when you were a kid, but it's still the soundtrack of your childhood. And nowadays, I really love it. It's too mixed in with nostalgia for me to not love it. So interestingly, you brought a new band, which is also exploring with cumbia.
A new band doing fun stuff with cumbia. This is the band called Fauna, and this cut is called Hongo por Hongo, or Hongo times Hongo, whatever, however you choose to say it.
That means mushroom times mushroom.
Let's check it out.
Rather have a standing up mic so I could start dancing whenever music comes on.
This is rocking the house.
Yeah, I don't know. This is off of the record label ZZK, which we love. I have to say, this is the one band on ZZK I'm not crazy about.
The band is called Fauna. They're from Argentina.
Hello.
Yeah? What's not to like?
It's the vocals. There's something that they're doing with their voice, like, but also sometimes, like, their instrumentation is, like, overly simplistic.
I heard this band and I thought it could be, like, spiritual brothers to the band from Colombia that we saw that was dressed up in the space
uniform. Sistema Solar.
Remember the lead singer who was dancing around? Very, very visual lead singer. With the facial expressions and the dancing.
Yeah, it's part of that whole movement, I think, of mixing like folk with electronica and some like video game sounds. CLDSCP does that too. You know, you mix in like digital noises. CLDSCP sprinkles it in. This band just goes a little bit overboard with it.
You know, what's funny is the way you say the video game sounds. Because it's all a matter of perspective, because the video game sounds came from the music, first of all, like from the 70s and the 80s when people started exploring the synthesizer
right. And
all the different sounds it can make. So they incorporated it. So I never really associated with video game sounds. I just associated with different sounds that synthesizers could make, you know, and used in the right way, like I think this band does. I like the way it sounds.
Mira, 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 cuántos hongos soy, asoma en su cabeza. Cogemos una vianda y vamos para el campo. Mira, mira, mira cuántos hongos hoy asoman su cabeza. Recojamos una bolsa, mi amor.
Hongo por hongo, barril sin fondo. Me saco el saco y me pongo el hongo. Me como un hongo, me como otro hongo.
Alejado me lo paso por el forro del porongo.
Hongo por hongo, barril sin fondo. Me saco el saco y me pongo el hongo. Me como un hongo, me como otro hongo.
Alejado me lo paso por el forro.
next, something from Los Angeles, something that's related to the Occupy movement that's going across the country here right now. This is a track called It's Time, and it's a band from Los Angeles called One Tribe Nation.
The vocalist sounds like Ozomatli.
In a way, yeah. His name is Quetzal Guerrero.
Wait, didn't we play him last show?
No, that was Quetzal Flores.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just coincidentally with the band Quetzal. This band is interesting because they are from Los Angeles. They're from different cultures and different backgrounds. And as you can hear from the music, there's different styles. There's almost like a power chord, hard rock chorus. And during the vocal, almost rapped vocal, there's funk, there's rock, there's all kinds of stuff. And it's just a really nice mix with a message. They're talking about some of the injustices that inspired the Occupy movement here in the United States.
Things grow and things change. And before we even have a chance to react, all we know is washed away in a wave of the new and the strange. It's simple yet complicated all the same. In a small frame of thought we call the brain, ready to break away from the secure and the same.
Not a big fan of the music, but I feel like their heart is in the right place. It's weird when, like, you hear a song that you want to like musically.
Message music is very hard to do.
It is, and I wonder why that is.
I think it's because the best message music are the ones that tell stories. Go back a few weeks when we did our protest music show. I think the best protest music is in the poetry or the songwriting where they tell stories. When Ruben Blades is singing about the father and the altar boy. And about
see, Ruben Blades is another guy who, I mean, I love his writing, but musically, I can't get down with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, a lot of listeners wrote in and said, why didn't you play Silvio Rodriguez from Cuba?
Sure.
And I rarely regret not putting stuff on the show, but I kind of regret not having put Silvio Rodriguez on the show because he is a singer-songwriter who I do feel writes some amazing lyrics, very powerful. And I mean, it's hard for me in some Silvio Rodriguez songs not to tear up, but musically also fantastic. I mean, his compositions are as strong as his lyrics. It's actually quite rare to hear a musician who is as good a lyrical writer as he is a musical composer.
Mm-hmm. And it's powerful when it happens.
How about a palate cleanser? Something totally irreverent. And silly and goofy. On occasion, we like to have a segment on this show, which is viral Latin videos. And today we have an artist from Spain whose name is La Ogra Que Todo Lo Logra, or The Ogre Who Achieves Everything. And this is her song, Te Borro Del Facebook. I'll explain the lyrics once we're done.
Anda. Como vuelva a enviarme una invitación pa' que me haga una granja, te borro del Facebook. Como vuelva a pedirme que me haga una granja pa' poder recolectar tranquilo tus mazorcas, te borro del Facebook. Te borro del Facebook. Te borro del Facebook, te borro del Facebook. Te borro del Facebook, te borro del Facebook, naino, naino, na. Me atosigas con tus comentarios, tus besos virtuales y tu foto del día. Te borro del Facebook, te borro del Facebook, naino, naino, na. Quisiera saber antes de esto tú qué coño hacías. Antonio le gusta tu estado, a Paco le gusta que Antonio le haya gustado. Mari Carmen que a todos apunta también ha opinado. ¿Y quién coño es Mari Carmen? ¿Qué hace esta tía en mi Facebook? ¿En qué momentos de mi vida yo estaba de vida y le dije que sí? Te borro de Facebook.
Even this song has a message.
Well, she's satirizing Facebook culture.
You know what? Let's try something different on the show. Let's play that part again, and this time you narrate
it
goes
along.
Great,
sure.
Como vuelva a enviarme una invitación pa' que me haga una granja, te borro del Facebook.
So if you send me another invitation to join Farmville, I'm going to erase you from Facebook.
Vuelva a pedirme que me haga una granja para poder recolectar tranquilo tus mazorcas. Te borro del Facebook.
The next time you ask me to help you on Farmville, I'm going to erase you from Facebook.
Te borro del Facebook.
I'm going to erase you from Facebook.
Te borro del Facebook.
Let's go.
Te borro del Facebook. Te borro del Facebook. Naino, naino, na. Me atosigas con tus comentarios, tus besos virtuales y tu foto del día. Te borro del Facebook. Te borro del Facebook. Naino, naino, na. Yo quisiera saber antes de esto tú qué coño hacías.
Okay, and then she's saying, I'm just fed up with your comments and your virtual kisses and you like my statuses. Actually, my favorite line from the song comes at the end when she starts to say, quisiera saber antes esto que coño hacías. So I'd like to know before Facebook was invented what the hell you did with your time. And then she talks about a woman who tags her on wedding pictures. And she's like, you didn't even invite me to your wedding.
That's funny.
So it's a good parody. And it was really a viral hit. She got 1.5 million views her YouTube, on the YouTube
That's
video.
That's great. Videos. That's awesome.
Which we'll post on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
Que yo quisiera saber antes de esto, ¿tú qué coño hacías? ¡Que te borro del Facebook!
Okay, you brought something next from a band called Las Ardillas.
Yes, and they might sound familiar. Let's hear a little of Las Ardillas, and I want you to tell me if they sound like another band.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is a ring of bell.
This is a Davila 666 side
those
project.
Those guys.
So Davila 666 is one of our favorite garage rock bands. One of our favorite bands.
Even though I apparently can't recognize them in their side project.
And this is some of the members of Davila 666. Specifically, it's Sergio and Giancarlo. By the way, they're going to be at South by Southwest.
In Austin, Texas.
Las Ardillas will. You know, I was hoping Davila 666 would be there, but... You know, they're taking a break. I'm always interested by bands who have one or two members splinter off, and they sound really different than what the original band sounded like.
Right.
This doesn't sound that much like Davila. In fact, I'm more akin to Davila 666 than this.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds different, and I always wonder what that means about the writing process for the band.
A band is always an amalgamation, a combination of all the different personalities. I've played in bands where maybe three guys, if it's like maybe five guys in the band and two of them can't make it and two other guys show up, and like the band takes on a different form because
right.
of the other guy's personalities, even though three of them have been playing together. Playing music together is always an interesting process, and it's endlessly fascinating to me the way personalities make the sound change.
Have you ever played with a band where there was like a total rock and roll diva or jazz diva?
Jazz diva, yeah. Yeah, there was a band once I played where...
Well known?
No. It was just a band that I played with, you know, where one personality gets a little stronger than the rest and it sort of breaks up the purpose of the band and then it creates kind of bad feelings. I'm in a position where, and a lot of people are in the world, where we don't have to make our living playing music. So whenever we play music or whenever I go out and play in a band, I'm not out there to make money or to feed my family or pay for the house. So if things are not cool, we can just call it quit.
Now, that's more or less what happened with the band At The Drive-In, which started in the early 90s, was very popular, and they broke up around 11 years ago, and very recently announced that they will be reuniting. This is the song One-Armed Scissor.
Is the campaign slithered in jails in the cargo bay? A new turd is a vastness, hollow vacuum, choppy oxygen tanks. They hibernate, but have they kissed the ground? Pucker up and kiss the asphalt now. This amputation splinter and glaring shit has access now.
Tell me about At The Drive-In.
It starts in Texas, in El Paso, in the early 90s, and it's Cedric Bixler Zavala, Omar Rodriguez Lopez.
Huh, my guitar player hero.
And Paul Hinojos. I guess they had some type of falling out, from what I read, and Omar Rodriguez Lopez and Cedric Bixler Zavala, they went on to form the Mars Volta. Now they're getting back together, playing at Coachella in 2012. I was still kind of a kid when they were pretty big in the 90s, but I was reading a funny Omar Rodriguez Lopez quote, and he was saying, you know, we broke up because of stuff that happened when we were in our 20s, now we're in our 30s, and it's done, we're good. Do I want to get back together with the band? No, that would be like getting back together with some girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend you had when you were in your 20s. Well, I guess that ex-girlfriend looked pretty attractive because now he's back with them.
Interesting. Could be that it's part of his just tendency just to be prolific. He's just putting so much out there these days. I'm really looking forward to hearing what they sound like now that they're a few years down the road, maybe at least 10 years. Because this song here, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot.
Sure.
And it's an intense song. I really like this track. But to hear mature musicians take this on, I recently heard the African-American rock band Living Color doing Cult of Personality just last month in December. And the album came out at least 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And they were all younger guys. Man, it's just so much more intense. And it's comfortable, yet in a different way, there's more authority to the performance.
So they were doing it live again.
They were doing
recently.
It live. Yeah, they redid one of their early songs. And hearing a band later, it can work, or maybe just not even, they shouldn't even try it.
When you're very young, a very young musician, you don't really have an established personality. You're discovering things about yourself. And, you know, for a label or for an industry or for audiences to tell you, well, this is what we expect from you and don't vary off of here, that's frustrating and stunting. Next up, we're going to go to Spain to a band that is just starting off. Their name is Wilhelm and the Dancing Animals. This is the song, Wake Up.
Ah,
was the happiest song.
So who are these guys?
This is a group from Spain, and this is their very first album, The Forests Have No Name. It has kind of that indie pop and happy sound that we hear from a lot of American bands, and definitely Spain is also participating in that. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see where they go. I just thought it was a really happy and upbeat song. Now, speaking of bands that we love which have side projects or splinter projects, here is El Vuelo de la Grulla, or The Flight of the Crane, and here is the song En el Camino, On the Road. This is from their debut album, Metamorfosis.
Solo quedará lo que iluminó a nuestras vidas. Todo lo demás siempre queda atrás en el camino. Tiempo para hablar de lo vivido. Todo terminó, me voy a encontrar con lo que espera. Y al amanecer, mientras dormías, lejos me perdí, como una sombra entre la niebla. Puedo recordar miles de vidas, pero nada más, solo puedo estar aquí ahora. Y al amanecer, mientras dormías, lejos me perdí, como una sombra entre la niebla.
This one I like.
The lead singer for this band was the drummer in one of my favorite Argentine bands when I was growing up, Los Piojos, or The Lice.
Or The Head Lice.
The Head Lice. His name is Roger Cordero, and Los Piojos sounded very different from this. They were a band that did a lot of like bluesy rock, mixed some candombe, and what this band El Vuelo de la Grulla is doing doesn't sound like that. And like I said, it's always interesting for me when a drummer or a bass player splinters off and does something that sounds completely different than their original project.
Y al amanecer, mientras dormías, lejos me perdí, como una sombra entre la niebla. No, 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 no.
Next up is something very interesting from a singer that we heard a lot from a few years ago, Lisa Omet from Bomba Estéreo. We haven't heard from them in a while, but she apparently has some kind of solo project going on. What is this?
This is her alter ego, Lady Lee. And the song is called Maté a mi novio, or I Killed My Boyfriend.
Dang.
Nice, relaxing ditty.
Para todas las chicas que están aburridas. Yo, chica del barrio. You know what I mean? Matrimonio, yo maté a mi novio y nunca tuve matrimonio. Ayer por la tarde me fui al kiosco y preparé un postre delicioso con un contenido bastante venenoso y se lo di de comer a mi novio. Pasaron varias horas y él no se movía. Yo durmiendo en la cama estaba bastante tranquila. En la mañana cuando me desperté, lo partí en pedazos y en el patio lo enterré junto a la perra. Hagamos el amor y no la guerra. Yo, maté a mi novio. Maté a mi novio y nunca tuve matrimonio. Yo, maté a mi novio. Maté a mi novio y nunca tuve matrimonio. Y ya estoy harta de mi mamá, siempre preguntando cuándo me voy a casar. Cuando la llamo por Skype, siento desilusionarte, pero eso no pasará. No voy a tener una.
There are so many things to talk about on this cut. I think it's very important to note how different the music is in the background than what they do with Bomba Estéreo.
I guess this show is turning into a show about
side projects. Who knew? Coincidentally.
It is really downbeat. You know how sometimes you bring music that I tell you is like bubble bath music? Yeah. It's like bubble bath music, and then someone throws a toaster, a plugged-in toaster, into your bubble bath because she's talking about something very violent.
Right.
But it's really like downbeat and like, I killed my boyfriend.
Just go with it.
I cut him into pieces. And this down-tempo beat was created by Argentine producer Pedro D'Alessandro. He also goes by Sandro Dale Pedro. We've been wanting something from either from Lee or from Bomba, something new for a while. This isn't quite enough for me, but it'll do for now.
Baby doll para hacer el amor con él, porque maté a mi novio y nunca tuve matrimonio. Yo maté a mi novio y nunca tuve matrimonio. Yo maté a mi novio.
Okay, we're going to end the show in that down-tempo feel with a track I brought in from two gentlemen by the name of Paulo Fresso and Omar Sosa.
Thank you.
encourage listeners to go on our Facebook page, NPR's Alt Latino, because recently one of our listeners, J. Armando Munguia, left me a little message, and he said, you know, I've been listening since the beginning of the show, and I already know what Jazz is going to say when a tired-sounding Maná song plays, or when Felix plays something slow from the Mexican border. Well, I hate to be a cliche, but what... What the hell are you doing here?
I think it works. Omar Sosa is more of a jazz pianist, and so is Paulo Fresu. He's an Italian trumpet player. Omar Sosa is Cuban. He's very steeped in the Afro-Cuban tradition, and a lot of his stuff has a lot of space. It's very jazz. He's one of these jazz musicians who are open to, like, remixes. He has an album of remixes of some of his stuff that he's done. And this is from their new album that they have out called Alma. This is part of a medley. It's part one called Niños. And I brought it just to show how influences of electronica do spread over to different styles and different genres. And I think the really hip, the really innovative musicians understand that and try to find a space for themselves in that. Now go ahead, I know what you're going to say.
Let me surprise you, Felix Contreras.
Okay, go ahead.
I like this.
Thank you. This,
take that, listeners. I like it for, like, sitting on a porch with a glass of wine and just chilling out. It's chill-out music, and I like it.
Chill-out music of the highest order. The whole album is very textural and very chill.
Wait, you're not surprised that I like it?
I'm very surprised.
I didn't feel like you expressed any type of surprise.
I'm just trying to make it seem normal.
Okay, you know what? I'm just trying to make it seem normal
so that you would like the next one.
Great. Well, that's our show for today. We want to remind our listeners that you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And you can check in with us on Twitter and Facebook, and don't erase us.
Facebook!
Don't erase us. And also on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And a special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff and Jessica Goldstein.
And behind the knobs this week is the engineer extraordinaire, Greg Gavin. Thank you, Greg. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And this has been Alt Latino.
¿Qué coño hacíamos antes de esto?
That's funny.